Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with Josefina and Gloria Gonzalez of Letran Joyeros and Galeria San Patricio. And in terms of your take on the move from Old San Juan to Galeria San Patricio and your father's, I think he resisted a little bit.
Yes,
I mean,
after
that. So tell us how that transition of location took place and why it took place.
Letran Joyeros for him was his life, of course, you know. Always that jewelry store has been, you know, a very big part of his life. So he was really attached to the place, of course. But
you're saying that during a hurricane he had to live in.
When hurricanes came and you didn't have any power light for I don't know how many days, he would stay there and
right,
you know all of those.
It was his baby and it was his location.
That was everything.
But a tough decision.
Yes, but you know the two of us were in the jewelry store. It was a lease, so. You know, we were going to have a new contract coming for the jewelry store. And really, we were never, our business was never tourist. Very, very little of our percentage was tourist, was always local people. And it was very hard for people starting to get to Old San Juan. You know, a lot of good stores have gone of Old San Juan. Many, many years ago, people went to buy jewelry, shoes, clothes, fabrics. But that has all, almost, I think it's, you don't see that in Old San Juan anymore. So, you know.
There may be a transition this year with the cochera and with this and with that.
Yes.
And like my brother Roberto's moved to. I think there may be a resurgence, but it's been very slow.
Very slow. And it was very difficult for our customers. You know, people have changed a lot their way of living. Everybody's in a hurry. People don't have time for this, for that. And then to went to Old San Juan and just went to the jewelry store to see whatever they wanted, it was like a 2-hour trip or 3 hours. The traffic, it's an hour maybe stuck in the traffic. When they went to the jewelry store, then going back to their houses, it was very difficult
for us,
for our business that it's local people. So that's when we decided that we really needed a change, that we wanted to be in a place, not a tourist place.
Right.
And that was when, you know, it was hard for him, but.
And how did that fit in with the transition to the two of you as partial owners or as eventually as owners? What was the timing and how has that transition to this your generation from your father, who's doing fine? I play golf with him. He's still coming in and he comes to the store about 3 times a week.
He comes just to, you know, to say hello and this and that, but
that transition to you as the second generation, financially and business-wise, that was very gradual.
Once we came here, we were, we were the owners of the jewelry stores.
Before you made the transition?
That was part of.
If you move to San Patricio, you're going to be the owners.
That's it. That was.
Okay. I get it.
New.
You're
new,
responsible.
New store.
That's what I would do.
New owners. That was it. It was something that we had always, the two of us, started thinking about that we had to do it. So we were more or less prepared.
Right.
To do that movement.
So
really.
that was combined.
It was combined.
You know, I know, I talked to him, and I know from his point of view. I imagine he has told you this, but he says that you were right, that the two of you were right.
Yes, at first he told us that we were crazy, yeah. Crazy. But
he has told you that
yes,
looking back,
course,
that you were right.
You know,
you
now
made...
he comes to this place that it's, you know, such a nice building, such a nice place. You know, he see the customers that come. He see that, you know, he see the new part of this transition. And it all has been so positive, really, for us that he's really happy.
I sense that. He was very clear. He said, you know, I fought it. I really resisted it. I thought it was a mistake, but they insisted, and I decided to have faith in them. And they were right.
They say that when one woman starts thinking about something, they always get what they want. Imagine two women wanting to do something that they wanted.
With their father. That's tough.
So you can imagine.
I tell you, I have three daughters.
And
it
is.
I know what he faced.
So that's it, really. That was it.
And in terms of the actual location within this building, what made you, how did that happen? What made you choose this particular spot in Galleria San Patricio?
Well, when we saw the
design,
that your brother Roberto showed us, this is in the main lobby, you know, where you would go to the tower. You would have to pass through here to go to the elevators for the Santander Tower, no? So we saw this corner, this beautiful corner that was going to be with all, you know, crystals it was the perfect spot. So I remember that we talked to your brother and he told us, well, I don't know, we have so many prospects, this and that. And I hung the phone and I called your mother, Carmen Ana, and I told her, Carmen Ana, let me tell you something. We are going to put our jewelry store, Gloria and I, and we want that corner. So, you know, the only person that Roberto is not going to tell you no, it's you. So you have to do this for us. And I remember, like, if it was today, she told me, don't worry, that's your corner, and leave that problem to me. And that was it.
This is a little bit like, you know, we have another, I don't know if you believe in, what's it called, Shen Fu, Shen... What's this Japanese term that in terms where you're the location and
something like that.
Like we have the Ikebana is moving to a place nearby, you know, within the San Patricio village, and they had a lot of choices. In fact, you know, a place that was the Chinese place before, and they chose this place was the Cooperativa, and the person looked at it and said, this is it. And, you know, we really, quite frankly, don't quite understand why the enthusiasm, but that's it, you know. And you were like that. You had this sense that this
we
is
knew,
it, and you're going to fight for it.
We knew the place that we wanted, really. It was the exact size that we wanted, and you know, it was in the main lobby, so
Beautiful, it's a beautiful location, a beautiful store. Let's take a break, because what I want to then is discuss a couple of things that you do besides just the jewelry store, that you, especially you, Josefina, are involved in the design of jewelry and the repair and all. So we'll talk about that when we come back. So let's take a break and we'll be back. I'm with Josefina and Gloria Gonzalez of Letran Joyeros here in San Patricio.